Seder Snippets is sponsored by Renee Jack Nasman Lila Nishmas Adol Bas Yehuda Tzvi. We give several introductions to Az Yasha the Shira, and we are ready to dive in. Get the pun? Dive in. Az Yasha Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Sashir Hazos Lashem Vayomru Lemor. Moshe and the Jewish people sang this song to whom? Lashem to Hashem. Vayomru Lemor, and they said, very peculiar, they said, saying, why do we need to be told that here? And what is it they said? Ashira Lashem ki ga'o ga'a. I'll sing to Hashem because he has triumphed gloriously. Sus v'rachvo, Rama Vayam. The horse and the rider of the horse, together, Rama Vayam, he is cast about, he's hurled into the sea. Our rabbis Chazal and Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Aleph tell us, why does it say Az Yashir? Shouldn't it say Az Shar Moshe? This is what Moshe is saying. We are recalling history. We're capturing it for posterity. Why do you mean Yashir? This is what Moshe will sing. And Chazal deduced, derived from here, Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. The notion of the resurrection of the dead, Yashir, that even those who were here and who've left this world will sing once again. They will come back to life. This is the biblical allusion to the foundation of our faith, the belief of Tchias HaMesim, that this world is temporary, and we will meet the people who are here and who are gone. The Or HaChaim, HaKadosh Or HaChaim Ben Attar says, this is an allusion, as Yashir, to the fact that it would be added to our daily tefillah. Yaz Yashir means that it wasn't sung only then, it wasn't an experience or a feeling they had only for that time, but as Yashir, the Jewish people will have that strength, that capacity, we will be able to sing for all time. This wasn't a one-time event, as Shar, then he sang, but rather, forever we will sing. Mishnah Berurah and Siman and Aleph, Sifkat and Yudzayin says that every day one should say Az Yashir Besimcha, with a sense of joy. Picture as if we've just climbed out on the other side of the sea. Look for a time in our lives where we felt the walls were closing in, and yet we were able to escape. Why does it say Moshe Uvnei Yisrael? Az Yashir, then Moshe and Bnei Yisrael. So the simple understanding is Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael, that Moshe led the congregation. Moshe said a pasuk, and then the people said it responsively. They said it after him. But Rav Yeruchim Zatzal has a different understanding. Az Yashir Moshe Ubnei Yisrael. Moshe is shakol keneged klal Yisrael, keneged ubnei Yisrael. What does that mean? That Moshe equals and is opposite the rest of the people. Moshe was human, he was fallible, he was finite. We of course believe that Moshe was nothing more than a human being, but on the other hand, one of the axioms of our faith, one of the 13 principles of faith, is that Moshe is the Av HaNeviim. He is a categorically different human being. He is closer to Hashem than anyone else. He was able to invoke a conversation and communication with him. Moshe had achieved a tachlis hashlemus. He had fulfilled the purpose, the mission. He fully lived to his potential. And therefore, if you were to encapsulate everyone's potential and combine them, that was Moshe's life. Moshe was able to fulfill that. He was shakol keneged klal Yisrael. So God forbid there was nothing godly, or he wasn't a deity, he was a human being. But on the other hand, he was a categorically different level human being. And that's what it means, Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. Even though Moshe is included in klal Yisrael, at the same time it's Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. And what is it they sang? Vayomru Lemor. They said it, sang. What does it mean, Vayomru Lemor Ashira? They said, saying, I will sing. Lemor usually means that Moshe was told something. Lemor, here's the permission to repeat it. Hashem tells Moshe something. The default, the assumption is that if you're told something, you have to presume it's in confidence. Unless the person explicitly tells you you can repeat it, you're not allowed to repeat it. So Lemor comes to say that when someone tells you something, Lemor, the reason it was told to you is to repeat it. But here, that doesn't make sense, because it's Moshe, Uvnei Yisrael, it's everybody all together. And it's Ashira, they're all singing. So to whom is the Lemor? So again, the Mefarsh and the commentators say, Lemor, Ledoros. That this section, it appears in the Torah, is not simply capturing a point of history, but as Yashir in the future. Vayomru, Lemor. They said it, so that we would say it, Lemor Ledoros, that we would incorporate it into our daily davening, that it would be the culmination of Psukei Dezimra, or for the Rambam, it would be the introduction of Shema and its brachos, but that Az Yashir, this notion of a song, the simcha, the spontaneous outburst of satisfaction and joy to feel Hashem in our lives, is something which wasn't temporary or one time only, but happens on a regular basis. The Beis HaLevi quotes the Medrash. The Medrash tells us that Moshe himself said, Ba'az Chatasi, Uva'az ani omer shira. I made a terrible mistake with the word az, and I also repair with the word az. Where was the mistake with az? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ume'az basi al paro l'daber b'shmecha, heira la'am hazeh, ve'hatzeh lo hitzalta es amecha. Said Moshe, Me'az, ever since I came to power to speak in your name, things have gotten worse. You haven't delivered the people. Things have only gotten worse. Moshe ki'ilu seems to be hesitant or reluctant in his faith in Hashem. He doesn't see the master plan. He seems to oppose or reject. He seems to protest. Things are only getting worse, not better. What happened to that salvation? So Moshe says, I made a mistake, a miscalculation with the word me'az, az, and therefore I repaired. Be'az chatasi, be'az ani omer shira. He uses that same word az, now. Now Moshe uses shira. Sometimes we're saved, and the joy is that we restored to the way things were. We're saved from a calamity, potential calamity, saved from a threat, and we're just grateful to go back to the way things were. But other times a person goes through a particularly hard and difficult challenge, and it's not simply that they're relieved of the challenge. They see in the challenge itself the salvation, the growth spurt that came through it, that came about as a result of it. And therefore, the gratitude is not only from having been saved, the gratitude is even for that which having gone through a hard time. Moshe now is able to look back and understand. He challenged Ume'az Basi El Paro. I went and I said, Paro's only made things work. What's the point of this all? But now, Az Yashir Moshe. Why? Ashir El Hashem Ki Ga'o Ga'a. I realize all of this was to build up a curriculum of Emuna. All this was an exercise of our faith in you. Be'az Chatasi. With Az, with a sense of impetuousness, I made a mistake by challenging, and Be'az, I've repaired the damage by harnessing within myself a faith in you, the capacity to sing Shira, to realize not only am I grateful that we were saved, but I'm even grateful for what we went through, because that too was part of the salvation.